Hello, welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and again, I'm talking with Shireen Chadha. Hi, Shireen.
Lovely to be here, Dan.
It's great to be with you. And we have an interesting topic now. It is melting jealousy, which, by the way, came from somebody sending in a request of a topic to handle. So thank you for those requests, and we're going to approach it now. So, Shireen, what comes to mind when you're thinking of melting jealousy?
I was thinking that it could take on many forms. Mm-hmm. It could take on, I'm jealous of someone, and someone is jealous of me.
Let me add one thing there. I'm jealous of someone in relationship, or I'm jealous of someone because they have something that I believe I should have,
right,
or I wish I
right,
had.
Right.
And I don't know if they're the same thing in your mind, but I have it a little bit different in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they're different. It's been a long time.
I know. It's not in your wheelhouse to have jealousy of other relationships.
But, you know, I remember recently in one of our lessons, it was about a couple of years ago in one of our lessons, it spoke about jealousy and how we have to overcome it. And I remember thinking at that point that I don't have jealousy. What are you talking about?
Which this is, I think, an important part of both types of jealousy. And that is that at the foundation of it is an insecurity that I am not enough.
Yeah. No, I have to finish.
Yes.
In the next 1 month,
ah,
I realized how subtle it can be and how insidious it can be, and that I definitely had it.
Oh, my goodness. And what, now that I've already set you up to have been feeling insecure, do you want to give more information on that?
It wasn't exactly insecure, but I realized the very subtle aspects of it. And the subtle aspects of it being unhealthy competition, wanting something not because you totally, your heart desires, but because someone else has it. That kind of subtle jealousy I'm talking about.
A good example of that, which is pretty much applauded in the States here, is when you root for a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be for one team and the rival team. I'm for my team or anyone else who's playing my big rival, which is in a funny way. And you're right, it isn't necessarily insecurity. It's, I will be happy because I want to feel more competitive and winning in that.
All right.
Now, Bette Midler said something some years back, is something to the effect of, the tough thing about success is finding someone who's happy for you. And in that sense, often when we have a huge success, that brings out those subtle or not so subtle
jealousies from other people,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, what I've noticed is I was on the receiving end on mm-hmm. both sides in the last 2-3 years. It's not like I'm successful in that term, but there are always people who want something you have.
Sure.
And especially if you really enjoy doing it, then, and their life is not very happy, then they want your life.
Yes.
What I've noticed is that actually both of them are related.
Mm-hmm.
And for both, you have to work the same thing to be able to melt away both jealousies. You have to work at the same angle with the same,
I agree.
Like both sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've noticed is that you really have to change that thought pattern. The first thing is, of course, you observe it, but you have to change that thought pattern. And one of the thought patterns is when I subtly wanted something someone had, and mm-hmm. I didn't really want it before. Only after I saw someone else have it, then I thought, oh, I want that. And what I've noticed is the way I was able to overcome it is my wanting it or my being, and mm-hmm. what I call subtle jealousy, is not going to change anything. I'm not going to have it just because I want it.
Yes.
I have to work for it.
So here's one melting piece that I was thinking, which is aligned with that. And that is, often we want something, but we are pretending that we wouldn't have to go through all the work the person went through.
Right,
and
right.
So it was, I've forgotten what famous violinist, but someone gushing afterwards said, I'd give my life to play as well as you. And he said, I have. And of course, his whole life was about playing. And of course, we'd say, oh, I'd love to have that, but I'm not willing to
Exactly. And so not only that, even if I did work because someone else, what I've noticed is not only that I worked very hard because someone else, I wanted something someone else had. At the end of the line, I'm not happy after I receive it because it's not something my own true heart desires. And so those two really help in melting jealousy is not to want something because someone else has it, and even if you get it, you're not going to be happy.
So, and another part of that is how we get to the root cause of that. Part of pushing away the temptation to have jealousy is to be so enamored with the blessings we have on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
It is just wonderful.
Yeah. And the other thing is really, one of the aspects of meditation is self-realization.
Yes.
And to really, truly focus on the self. There shouldn't be anyone else except the self.
Yeah.
And in that focus, that I have to really learn who I am. I have to discover and be happy in my own skin
and
love that and all of those things. And, you know, like people somewhere, I don't know, someone said this, is everyone else's part is taken.
You know,
be yourself because everyone else's part is taken. Is if it's such a sad story, if I'm in my own story and I don't want my part, it's really a very sad, tragic thing because I'm in a story that I don't want my part.
Exactly.
And no one can take it away. You can't give it away. You have to learn to like it. You have to learn to live with it. You have to learn to really express and experience the wonder of who you are.
I think, coming back to the meditation piece, as we meditate enough, there's a joy in just the meditation of itself. I hesitate to call it bliss because then that puts a label to people, oh, I want that. But there is a calm, a peace, an acceptance of what is. And that's part of the happiness with self, I think, that's at the foundation of not having a soil in which the weeds of jealousy start to grow, is having a rich, contented, appreciative moment.
Yeah.
In the here and the now. And then
right.
If we're looking in the future, we might worry about, oh, what if I don't have? Or in the past, why didn't I get? But that's
right.
Not in that moment of here.
Right. I want to go back to this. What if someone else is jealous of me?
Yeah.
I was thinking that usually if someone else is jealous of me, I am giving off something. Some kind of arrogance, you know,
yeah.
Oh, look at me, what I have.
Oh, sure, make it my fault.
Right.
No, I agree with you. That's a good thing. What am I?
You know, like, what is your body odor? Like, what is your subtle odor,
wow.
You know,
yeah.
That you're giving off that? And I know it's hard to take responsibility for other people's emotions and things like that, especially something like jealousy. But I think we can go a long way if we do look at it and really look at it honestly and see what kind of arrogance, how much it can be resolved,
mm-hmm.
But it has to be resolved with my own humility. It cannot be resolved any other way.
So then our tendency, and many of us have this, our tendency to go on Facebook and brag about what we're going to do or what we did do. I think you and I had a conversation about that a couple weeks ago, or a week or so.
Walking my dog.
Yeah. But part of that is, look at me, I want to feel good. But that, by definition, saying, look at me, how cool I am, is possibly putting off that vibration that would make someone else go, oh.
Yeah. Even if I don't think I am,
yeah.
I feel somewhere it is not, it's like a sparring match,
mm-hmm.
And it's a two-way thing. There's something I am doing that is instigating this.
So what is the way out of that?
Humility is one.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I really feel you have to send the person good wishes and pure feelings. You can't quarrel about it. You can't confront them about it. It really doesn't help
Got
doing
it.
All of those things. And so it's really important that I have a stock of good wishes and pure feelings that I can send the person. Each time I think of that, oh, this person is jealous of me, or each time I have that thought, I have to transform that thought immediately and say, no, let me send the person good wishes and pure feelings.
I think that would even go farther, that you don't have to feel that they are feeling jealousy. To always have that, to see the person as whole, complete, wonderful, as they are in that moment,
right,
is probably a way of changing the possibility of creating that look at me instead of you, that other orientation, which, once again, if we're setting ourselves up to be better than, the shadow side of that is we have to deal with feeling worse than by comparison.
Exactly.
If we have to be the...
It's always there.
It's always there. If we have to be the smartest person in the room, then we are worried about not looking smart.
Exactly.
So, in a funny way, jealousy, when we're feeling this, is our payoff, negative payoff, for trying to play one-upmanship stuff with ourselves and with others.
Yeah. And also, the other thing I've noticed is, it's funny, I was thinking about the Bette Midler quote you just said. If you truly are happy, it's not coming from external gratification, it's not coming from whatever external things that are going to get me.
Exactly.
If it's your calling, if it's, you're truly happy about something, you will find enough people who will like your success, who will be happy for you for your success.
Yes. And that happiness is inside out. It isn't outside in.
Yeah.
It starts from our heart and radiates outward, not starts from our possessions and focuses in.
Right.
Us.
Right.
So, which then comes to other things. What about relationship jealousy? Now, you remember back in middle school or something. Didn't
no,
you ever
actually
have a
interesting,
crush?
No.
I'm so going to put you on the spot on this.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not, if you have to fight for someone, not worth it.
Yeah.
If they're not going to come to you in their own free will, you can't base a whole relationship on it.
I would extend that if we have to be who we're not to try to win that relationship, then we've already put the seeds of destruction into it. Because if we get the relationship, if we, quote, win in the short term, then it isn't who we really are.
Right, right.
If we don't win, then the self-deprecating talk is, oh, look at me, even when I try so hard, I still can't have a good relationship, which is a horrible thing to think about oneself.
Yeah. And also, a relationship based on this kind of jealousy is really like very shallow. It's a house built on sand. And
exactly.
You never know when it's going to go, and your own insecurities will keep popping back up again and again and again. Your insecurities about the other person, your insecurities about yourself, does he love you or does she love you or not, all of those things. I don't know if it's worth it.
I'm sure it's not worth it, but in the moment of feeling it, I suspect it's the only game in town.
And also, you have to realize if you're going into that game of being jealous, another person being jealous and being insecure, there's something else going on there. It's not you're wanting a relationship. There's a kind of desperation that we really need to look at.
And that brings us back, as we come into our last minute of talking about this, coming back to that meditation of accepting life exactly how it is right now, of feeling the wonderfulness in that moment, and of liking ourselves.
I complete myself.
Yes.
The wonder of me. And the wonder of me in my original pure state. Not in this all these weaknesses and defects and jealousy and hatred and all of these things. But the wonder of me in my original pure state.
Even without my makeup.
Yes.
Even without brushing my teeth or combing my hair. To appreciate ourselves at the core basis of where the heart is, where the soul is.
Yep.
That may be the greatest refuge from jealousy of all. I hope some of these thoughts help you. It helps me just thinking about it. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us.